Don't tell me if you don't want. How do you happen to be away from the bloody front? I think I'm through with it. Good boy. I always knew you had sense. Can I help you anyway? You're awfully busy. Not a bit of it, my dear Henry, not a bit of it. I'd be happy to do anything. You're about my size. Would you go out and buy me an outfit of civilian clothes? I've clothes, but they're all at Rome. You did live there, didn't you? It's a filthy place. How did you ever live there? I wanted to be an architect. There's no place for that. Don't buy clothes. I'll give you all the clothes you want. I'll fit you out so you'll be a great success. Go in that dressing room. There's a closet. Take anything you want. My dear fellow, you don't want to buy clothes. I'd rather buy them, Sim. My dear fellow, it's easier for me to let you have them than go out and buy them. Have you got a passport? You won't get far without a passport. Yes, I've still got my passport. Then get dressed, my dear fellow, and off to old Helvetia. It's not that simple. I have to go to Stresa first. Ideal, my dear fellow. You just row a boat across. If I wasn't trying to sing, I'd go with you. I'll go yet. You could take up yodeling. My dear fellow, I'll take up yodeling yet. I really can't sing, though. That's the strange part. I bet you can sing. He lay back in his bed, smoking a cigarette. Don't bet too much. But I can sing, though. It's damned funny, but I can. I like to sing. Listen. He roared into Africana, his neck swelling, the veins standing out. I can sing, he said, whether they like it or not. I looked out of the window. I'll go down and let my cab go. Come back up, my dear fellow, and we'll have breakfast. He stepped out of bed, stood straight, took a deep breath, and commenced doing bending exercises. I went downstairs and paid off the cab.